Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
We are Dukes and Bell. We start off every day and every hour by saying, hey, man, we're hanging out at Twin Peaks in Kennesaw. Thanks for listening, everybody, to Atlanta's number one station, its number one sports show. And coming up in just mere minutes, you're going to hear our conversation with Kirk Cousins because he's got another task in front of him against the Cardinals on Sunday. And, Mike, before we get to what he told us, and I think you want to hear it, we got to get you caught up on the injury situation.
Yeah, we were talking about this earlier. I said, I'm not sure I remember James Pierce Jr. showing up on the injury report. And Bo Morgan said, yep, he had shown up before. So I don't know if it was specifically the foot. But you got him listed as limited today, but questionable. And Drake London is questionable. And that's a concern because will it be game time? Will they say maybe it's not worth the risk because of the nature of the injuries he's been dealing with all season long?
I hope not.
Would you bench him?
No. Look.
Because you know he wants to play.
He wants to play. Yeah. And if he's available, I think you got to run him out there. Hopefully that's the situation. Ra felt comfortable saying he thinks he's going to play. We will see and have more on that. But as we told you and as promised, Kirk Cousins sat down with Dukes and Bell, and we asked him first thing is, why does he perform so well against Tampa?
Man,
what is it about it?
Well, what's funny is we played Todd Bowles going back many years. I mean, I played him in 2014 in Arizona, 16 in Arizona. Played him with the Jets in 18. Played him in 23 when he was with the Bucs. It wasn't great outcomes for me. Like, it was tough games. I always struggled. So it's really only been the last three games that have been, you know, so positive. So I've gone into each of these games kind of realizing the Todd Bowles of old, like that, you know, this guy gives you a lot of, to think about and a lot of challenges. But for whatever reason, I think Zach gets a lot of credit and teammates, because for whatever reason, it's been really positive.
Kurt, one of the conversations we've had, our audience has had, I think Atlanta's had, is how complicated is this offense? So I wanted to ask you, because you've been in the league, what, 14 years now,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
And I think even going back to last year, at one point you said early in the year about the motions and everything that was going on. How complicated is it? Can you expound on that when we talk about our offense and the complexity of it and why it may be difficult to do some of the things that maybe fans want you guys to do?
Yeah, I think it's less complex now in the sense that we've had more time on task to kind of own it. I think year one, you're kind of like, oh, you want to do this. Oh, you want to do that. Like, whoa, that's new. That feels complex. I think late in year two, you're kind of saying, all right, I understand. I can kind of finish your sentence now, Zach. Like, I understand what you're trying to do. I know what you want here. I got you. Okay, got it. But it took some growing pains of trying to figure that out. And then I will tell you, like, Mike in training camp did such a good job with a lot of the new stuff and challenges I was pretty impressed with his ability to, like, handle it all, that I think it was a good challenge for me to say, okay, like, Mike's handling this really well. He's in year two. Like, I've gotta get this down,
right.
You know? And it's not so much can't teach an old dog new tricks, but it's like I've done a lot of different ways, a lot of different things. I got to wipe that and be able to, you know, play it this way now. And so, you know, I do think Mike has done a really good job in only year two picking up all that complexity.
I know you're not going to speak for him and how he plays the game, but we spent so many weeks talking about pistol versus under center.
Yeah.
And Kirk Cousins live in studio with us here. It just seems like under center, the play action just seems to make everything pop, and you get that little half, that second of separation for the receivers. Are you just more comfortable doing it that way, and Michael's just not? Is that what it is?
No, I don't even know if it is anything to do with Michael. I think certainly I have been under center a lot, and I do feel more comfortable there. I think some of it last year was the mesh with the run game was a little better out of the pistol sometimes. I think there's some internal pressures that can be harder under center where you get push in your face if you're under center that can be hard. So there's really pros and cons to both,
right.
And you kind of have to deal with the good and the bad. I also think with the Achilles that the pistol at times was more helpful because you didn't have to move quite as much because they're already right there by you. So there were pros and cons to all of it, but I would agree with you that the last, you know, several weeks just being under center does kind of take me back to what I've done for so long. And we'll always do a mix. We'll
right.
do shotgun, we'll do pistol, we'll do under center. But I do think that a mix of the three is probably the best formula long term.
Kirk Cousins, our guest, guys, here live inside the Ticketmaster Studios. It's Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. How much input do you have, Kirk, now week to week with like this play, like this set, want to do this?
Yeah.
And how does Z-Rob work with you in that sense? Because we've heard you've got a lot of input. How much?
I think it's honestly, like, if I feel I need to stand on the table for something, maybe I will. But mostly it's like, look, I'm not going to die on any one hill. I may text him and say, hey, here's a list of things. When the news came out that he was going to be out for the rest of the season, I talked to Zach, like, hey, here's like a bullet list of just some things I feel comfortable with. But honestly, it was really just at that point, you know, balls in your court, Zach. Like, I trust you. Like, you can do all of it. You can do none of it. Like, that's not going to change the way I feel going into the week. You know, I'm going to execute the system you call, and it'll be good enough. So, but you want to have good communication and just kind of feedback, you know, even like walking off the field today at walkthrough, I was like, hey, like, what would you think if we did this on a route here on the backside? And he's like, yeah, that could work. And so you constantly have that dialogue, but I do feel like I can get myself in trouble if I start to be like, hey, listen to me. I got these thoughts.
Yeah.
Let's do what I'm comfortable with. You can almost put too much pressure on yourself that now it's got to work.
Right.
Like, now I need to bat 1,000 because,
right.
And please don't bat 1,000. And so at times it kind of is freeing to say, no, coach has got it. They that's their deal, and I'll just go execute it. It kind of is freeing as a player to just kind of let them handle that, and you just go execute it.
One of the things that's happened this year, and it's been – you know, two quarterbacks on the offense, your mission, should you choose to accept it, can you get Drake, I don't know how many snaps he's going to have in Arizona, but Drake a big day while Pitts has a big day? Because it seems like one is mutually exclusive to the other.
I see. Going back, you're saying, like, in history, that just hasn't been the case.
Yes.
Maybe on a couple exceptions. But, yeah, I think that's an interesting challenge. I don't see why it can't happen in the sense that, you know, looking back on my career, like T.J. Hockenson and Justin Jefferson had good days, and Pierre Garçon and Jordan Reed had good days. Like, it doesn't have to be mutually exclusive. Certainly there's one football, so you're aware
right.
of that. And you do have a guy named Bijan Robinson in the backfield. But, no, I think that probably is when our offense would be at its best, when, you know, KP, Drake, Bijan, everybody's kind of contributing. And you definitely want that problem. You know, I remember being asked that back in Washington, like, hey, you got DeSean Jackson, Pierre Garçon, Jordan Reed, Jameson Crowder, Vernon Davis, you know, how do you only have one football.
Right.
And it's like, well, you know, will a guy occasionally after a game feel he got squeezed out? Yeah, probably. But these are the kind of questions you want to be answering because it means that you've drafted well and your free agency's gone well and you've got people who can make an impact on the game.
Speaking of Pitts, was there a moment last week where you just started to look for him more? I mean, 166, Kirk?
Yeah.
No. 11 balls?
Which,
like, you know, is there a moment where you're like, okay, he's on.
He's on a hitter.
And I'm going to find him.
That's honestly more coaches. No, I wouldn't say that. I think what ends up happening sometimes, the only time I would say that happens as a quarterback is when you build a rapport so much with a guy that you say, he's covered, but I'm still going to give him an opportunity. Mm. But so you may hang with a guy longer or still throw it when it's really not that open. But outside of that, no, I really just go where my reads take me. And sometimes that leads to a guy having a huge day. But I just go where my reads take me. And, I mean, he had a wide open corner route to start the second half that I couldn't see it. I felt Levante David trailing him, and I couldn't see where the corner was. And so rather than risk something, I just got off it and checked it down to Bijan. Bijan made the guy miss and ended up getting a big play. But when you go watch the tape, Kyle Pitts is wide open. So I completely missed the read. Kyle would have had 190, you know, maybe 200.
Right.
So there is a little bit of like, no, I just go where my reads take me, and sometimes that's feeding a guy, and sometimes it's missing a guy. But I try to make quick decisions, get through progressions, and for whatever reason on Thursday night, you know, he was very involved.
Kirk Cousins with us, guys, inside the Ticketmaster Studios. I know we haven't had a chance to speak to you since last season, and I know we started last year. I mean, Carl said it's like a man crush from watching a quarterback show, and we had great rapport, and we're off to a 6-3 start, and we're sitting pretty in the division. And I just want to just clear there, because it's stuff we've talked about, we want to talk to you about it. You were surprised that they drafted a quarterback. That seems to be what was reported. And Michael Penix has said you've been nothing but supportive of him once he got the starting job. But do you feel, maybe in hindsight, if it's just a regular, typical backup, and when you get hurt in the ear, maybe you're more forthcoming with the staff, hey, I might need to take this week off to Raheem? Or did you feel challenged because they got this top pick behind you?
I think what was more the issue was, so the ankle was, like, pretty good. And I think that showed in what you said, being 6-3 and being productive. But it was pretty good. And then I hurt the shoulder, and it's like, okay, it's pretty good. And the elbow, like, it's pretty good. And what I didn't realize was the problem isn't any one of them. It's all three. It was the combo of all three that got me, that I viewed each one as its own thing. Oh, shoulder's not that bad. Elbow's not that bad. Ankle's not that bad, so I can play. And it's like, well, if all of them are lacking, now that combines to form like a pretty lacking right side of your body. So that's what I didn't realize. And then as players, you feel like it's really important when you sign a contract to be a starting quarterback that you're out there for your football team.
You're not going
to
take yourself
out. You're not like
out.
Standing and watching. You know, okay. You're like, it's important to like contribute and not just take the easy road and sit and watch. Like, I have a responsibility to this team and to be out there if I can be out there. And so I felt like I got to give it a go. And I still, as I watch the tape, I can't say, oh, because I didn't feel great, I missed these reads. You know, like, right. At
you're
some point,
out there.
Yeah, maybe like the body might affect your reads, but like that seems like a reach to me. Like if you're seeing the field wrong, like that has nothing to do with your shoulder, elbow, ankle. So it was this weird deal. There's a lot of variables, but bottom line is I didn't play well enough, and I couldn't fault Raheem for his decision to move on, in the sense that he's got to do what's best for the football team, and I wasn't playing well enough.
Kirk Cousins sitting here with us inside the Ticketmaster Studios. You talk about your faith. You mentioned it last week. I want to ask you this because been in the league a long time, gone through a lot of stuff. It's pretty difficult what we went through last season and then this offseason, and then knowing, okay, I got to do my part, right? I got to play my position. Your faith has played a big role in your career. Talk about it a little bit, if you would.
Yeah, I just I felt like, you know, when we were in free agency, you know, we prayed about it and just felt like, hey, if it's stay in Minnesota, you know, we would like to kind of feel a leading there, a piece to do that. If it's moving on, we'd like to feel a piece to do that. And then once it is moving on, knowing where to go, we'd love to feel a piece about that. And we just felt that circumstances kind of led us to Atlanta, and we felt pretty led. Like when I was road tripping down here, when we would stop and I would get a lot of text messages that, you know, okay, congrats on signing with the Falcons. My text back to just about everybody was, where God leads, we follow. And we just felt like he had led us here. And what's interesting is it was easy to say that when you're signing a great contract and you're coming down to Atlanta where your wife's from. Like, right. That makes sense to say. It's a lot harder to say where God leads, we follow when you're throwing picks, getting benched, your body hurts, you're not delivering. So, but it's true in both cases. You got to kind of surrender and let go and follow. And so I've had to live that and will continue to live that the rest of my life. But certainly, as you mentioned, kind of the last year, kind of test your resolve to be willing and able to do that. And I think I'll be better for it as a person in the long run.
We always appreciate your candor. We talked about, and as a fan, maybe I got in my feels. I'm like, what do you mean Kurt Sandy was hurt at the Super when you did the Sandy at the Super Bowl?
Is that? Yeah, you also, like, I remember.
But at the time, we felt like maybe Kurt's trying to, like, a little bit of image sharpening here in case he's not here in Atlanta.
Yeah, I remember when I was in Washington as a young player, I had a coach who was with the Giants with Eli. And I asked him, because I always like to learn about these quarterbacks who have a lot of skins on the wall. And I would say to this coach when I was a young player, I was like, tell me about Eli Manning. Tell me about his habits. Tell me about how he was in the building. Tell me about just how he carried himself. Like, what does it look like to be a dude? You know, kind of question. And one of the things the coach said, and he was a defensive coach, but he said, Kirk, Eli played through a lot of pain and a lot of stuff that no one will ever know about. Mm. And that stuck with me. That, like, we don't need to go walk around like we're a martyr and, oh, you should, you know, I'm just tough as nails. I played through so much. Like, you just go play. You don't need to advertise it.
Right.
And so my attitude was a little more like, we don't need to put it out there. We don't tell our opponent, you know, we need to keep this quiet. Just go play. And if you can't go, you can't go. So I was probably guilty of trying to do that a little bit. And then also when you get to the end of the season, they're like, hey, what's your focus for next year? It's like, well, my first focus is like, I got to feel a little better. And so that was just kind of probably just being honest in my answer. But I can hear how you would interpret it that way for sure.
You play for a lot of OCs. Where's Z-Rob in this development for him as an offensive coordinator? And I can't tell you how much we've talked about this over the course of the season, but I think Falcon fans are curious with your experience. Where is his development in this process?
Yeah, I think just like me as a quarterback, getting more familiar with, you know, the scheme or with my teammates here in Atlanta, I think it's the same thing for a play caller where it's, hey, the longer I do this, the more I work with these guys, the more I start to own what we do well and how we're going to attack defenses, and the players get a better feel for how I want it done. So now it looks like how I wanted it to look all along, but it took a while to get there. So I think there's the time on task, and I just have always felt continuity is such a big part of pro football, that the more you can have that continuity, the more successful you are. And I think you look at whether it's Tom Brady with Josh McDaniels in New England, or Sean Payton and Drew Brees, or Peyton Manning basically running his own system for many, many years, where wherever he went, the system came with him. Like, when you kind of know and can finish sentences and know what you need to do, it's much easier to play at a high level. And vice versa, if you don't have that, you're kind of behind your competition because those guys have that. So if you don't, you better be that much better. And in my best seasons, I look back, it's oftentimes been because I've been with someone long enough to really have that continuity.
Wrapping up with Kirk Cousins, guys, inside the Ticketmaster Studios. We got some really great individual stars. We talked about Bijan, you know, and you've seen the receiving core. And again, maybe there's some guys who are banged up this year aside. But now we look ahead to next year. We don't see Michael Penix Jr. starting. Would you be amenable to coming back? And would you be willing? And I don't want to, you know, and you can't probably have some feelings about this, your agent, but knowing you'd be the man, if there was a ground rule, like I'm the starter all season, no ifs, ands, or buts, maybe working with the team and coming up, because it's a big number next year for the Falcons.
Yeah, I mean, I think February and March questions are great in February and March. I think you have to ask it now if this is your job, you got to do it. But yeah, I think those are questions to talk about in February or March. You know, and I tell Mike this, but like his best football is ahead of him, and he's got a lot to look forward to. I think Falcons fans have a lot to look forward to with Mike as the quarterback. And so, you know, I remember watching Griff, you know, Robert Griffin. He I believe it was early January, tore his ACL, you know, and started week one. Adrian Peterson tore his ACL on Christmas Eve and then ran for 2,000 yards the next year. So there have been a lot of examples of guys who, you know, they have the injury, they come back, and not only come back, but they come back better than ever. And so I think that Mike's got a lot to look forward to up ahead.
But you still want to be a starting quarterback in this league.
Well, I mean, who knows what's going to happen. I think it's got to be looked at when we get to the end of the season. There's still a lot left, and you know, playoffs even got to play out, and we'll see where we are come March.
You said to us that you listened to Sports Talk when we first met you.
I did, yeah. And, driving and around Atlanta in the off season.
Did you stop?
I definitely stopped.
And you said that, and you said, hey, I love you guys, and you guys do a great job. We did not know you were listening, obviously, as you were making your trips back and forth to Atlanta.
Yeah, right. It's easier to listen to the opposing team's
of course,
sports talk.
Of course. Yeah. But I say that to say, do you hear any of the outside noise?
Here's what I get.
Do you hear it?
So I don't, and I love it. Ignorance is bliss. It's great. Like, I don't. I really don't. What I will get told is – and they won't even say specifics. They'll be like, man, Atlanta Sports Talk is killing you, right? Like in April or whatever. Atlanta Sports Talk is killing you. And I'm like, I don't know who that is, what outlet that is, what time of day. But I'm not as ignorant as I would want to be to the fact that, man, you're getting killed. But I also believe that, like, look, they got a job to do, and their fans and his passion. And, like, I don't think it's in my best interest to go out and try to, like, go on this – explaining myself to her. Right. Let's just go play football, do the best we can, and let them do their job too. And then also certainly, you know, would have loved for things to have been different too in the past, but you can't change it. You got to go out and play better in the future.
You're playing great football right now. Good luck on Sunday. What do you see with these Cardinals, man?
Yeah, it's a team that obviously has come on some hard times this year, but it's pro football. You know, they go to Dallas, get a win against a really good offense. You know, and so you understand also playing at Arizona, like it's just a tougher place to play when you have the noise and you have a lot that comes with it. We had operational issues in Tampa just last week, you know, with the being on the road and the noise and whatnot. Yeah. Even though it's not necessarily the Superdome, it's still loud, and you got to be on your details to avoid those penalties. So, you know, it's pro football, and we got to play at a really high level if we expect to come out with a win.
Kirk Cousins, hey, got to go. I know
we got to go.
Merry Christmas,
guys.
Brother.
Great seeing you.
Thanks, brother.
Yep.
Good stuff. Interesting stuff from Kirk Cousins, guys. The future and what this franchise does this offseason is going to be crazy. And I'll tell you right now, Mike and I, we do not have those answers. We think we have the answers. We don't know what their answers
right.
are.
I think we asked Kirk all the questions you wanted asked, and did he answer them to your liking? Maybe not, but said some of those things are a February discussion.
Coming up, Alabama.
Why do you hate Alabama so much?
Oh, tonight's the night at Oklahoma. College football playoff gets underway. We'll discuss next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Not sure what happens tonight, but I am curious to find out with the college football playoff starting. Alabama at Oklahoma. Then we get Miami at Texas A&M tomorrow. We also get Tulane at Old Miss. And then James Madison at Oregon. Those are the four games, all to be played on the home fields of the teams that have home field advantage, obviously based on seeding. So Oklahoma being the eighth seed, they get home field advantage over the ninth seed Alabama, so forth and so on. A&M seventh, Ole Miss sixth, Oregon's five. As far as tonight's concerned, Mike, I think everybody wants to go back and look at what happened in the Alabama-Oklahoma game in Tuscaloosa. And just assume that, well, you know what, Oklahoma got lucky. They're not going to be able to do that again, and Alabama won't be as bad. I actually think their defense presents real problems for Alabama. This is not, we can just fix a few plays. And listen, plays are going to be made.
Right.
I think Day-Day said he likes the over in this. I think it's 40.5. That's 40.5 total points. And he may be right on that. But I also feel like Oklahoma's defense is the reason why they're here. And if you're telling me tonight that they're able to keep Alabama under 24, they're going to win again.
Well, if you go back to the game in Tuscaloosa, Ty Simpson had a really rocky start. Just was missing on his throws. Got dialed in, did enough to win the game, but the hole was dug. They missed some scoring opportunities. He put the ball on the ground. Who was it? The star wide receiver, the young – oh, it was Ryan Williams.
Ryan Williams
fumbled as well.
That's right.
So you had two turnovers, and that just kind of helped to, you know, buy some more time for Oklahoma. The question is John Mateer capable of the explosive play, the big wow moment? Because he hasn't been 100% since, like, seems like late September. But if John Mateer can give you a scoring drive or two, I think with the way Venables approaches this, and look, I know a lot has been made. The only reason that I think the DeBoer to Michigan rumors continue is that Michigan hasn't hired anyone. And Michigan's not linked specifically to anyone other than people. I could imagine what, you know, the guys on WJOX in Birmingham have had.
Correct.
This last week with all the hype. But, I mean, I don't know if that's a distraction, if that matters to players who played for Nick Saban. Maybe doesn't. But I have a hard time going against Venables' defense at home.
Yeah, me too.
Knowing they already knocked these guys out in Tuscaloosa.
Yeah, and I said to you earlier, like, play mistake-free football. He doesn't have to be Superman tonight. We're talking about Mateer, the quarterback for Oklahoma. And I think that the reason why this is a one-point game, it's really 1.5, but it's a pick'em game, guys. I mean, Vegas is basically saying, look, this could easily come down on last possession as it did. Somebody's got to get a stop. Somebody's got to get off the field. Or somebody's got to get in the end zone. But it was 23-21 in Tuscaloosa. That was back on November 15th. So I think they're looking at that, and they're looking at how close these two teams are from a physical standpoint and, you know, the skill position players and whatnot. But my biggest thing, Mike, is Alabama struggled with the run game. And that, I don't know, has been fixed. I don't feel like it's been fixed. And say what you want. Kalen DeBoer keeps talking about there's no distractions. When somebody tells you there's no distractions, there's usually a distraction. And that is why I can't buy into this. Here's a quote from him. Alabama fans, our guys, if there are any distractions, I haven't seen it or felt it. That's what Kalen DeBoer said about his players this week. And I'm really proud of the way they've handled whatever noise is out there. Okay. Listen, if they go blow doors tonight and they beat the snot out of Oklahoma, maybe he's on to something. But if they don't and they struggle or they lose this game,
right,
everybody's going to be saying what the hell is going on. And listen, as much as DeBoer has the rite of passage, or however you want to state it, Mike, over Georgia, his overall tenure and his record has not felt good.
No, he's had a loss to Vanderbilt, a loss to Florida State. But anybody who's two and one against Kirby Smart, that's pretty darn good. I think he mishandled the team the first year, and we talked about that with Cole Kublik at the SEC Media Days this year in Atlanta, that maybe he probably should have tried to maybe crack the whip a little bit and establish more discipline. He was almost like a substitute teacher had taken over until he established his culture. That said, I mean, you know what? I still like Oklahoma. I still think there's a chance DeBoer leaves for Michigan.
Even regardless, yes.
Look, I don't know what the connection is. If you're upper, Carl, I don't know the geography and the links, but he's from the upper Midwest. He's from South Dakota. He's talked about coaching when he was at Eastern Michigan, I believe. It's a dream job for him. It's on the record. It's a dream job for him. So that's what feeds this controversy.
All right, key to game for me: Oklahoma secondary, Alabama's wide receivers. If the secondary plays as well as they did in the first contest, OU will be victorious. And that's what I see tonight. It's if those wide receivers get off, Mike, and Ty Simpson's putting the passes where he needs to be, then you feel good about where Alabama's
going. I know there
were
some injuries and some issues, but how Ryan Williams, they forget about him in their game plan.
Because Jeremy Bernard's been the leading receiver.
But still, just like Branch, I think you've got to get Ryan Williams back more involved in this. I know that it's been an up-and-down season for him.
All right, strong arm story of the day is on the way, guys. It's Dukes and Bell. We're live at Twin Peaks in Kennesaw. It's Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
What happens in the desert this weekend? 4 o'clock window. Ooh. Falcons, Cardinals. And I am not sure, Mike, if you look at this game and you go, well, come on. I mean, the Cardinals are a bad team. No Kyler Murray. I mean, they don't scare you offensively. Yeah, they got a good tight end, but their defense is terrible. Right. These are the things that are running through my mind. But I've been here before. Mike, I said this about Miami, and we didn't show up.
I don't know. Everyone just gets really tuned up for the 4 o'clock, you know, or the 1 o'clock kick. Because, remember, it's 3 hours behind us. But they were playing crowd noise on Wednesday's practice.
They were.
As if you were playing in the Superdome. So they're anticipating some juice there in that toaster oven that they play in out there on the west side of the valley. But, yes, I would like to see, and I asked Kirk Cousins about it, and we asked Coach about it, asked Arch about it. I've asked everybody about it. Can we have two guys have a great day at the same time? Why is it Drake and not Pitts? Now, I don't know if Drake was listed as questionable, so we'll see. Will he be game time? You know he wants to go. He's tough as nails. But Mooney's been inconsistent. The other receivers are good. Good to see Sills, you know, make a play last week, but he's still inconsistent. I would love to see a game where we can talk about Pitts and Drake having a 100-yard game. Cousins goes for 300. Bijan runs for 100. And we're talking about a win that makes you feel good about next season.
Yep.
And but that also, the caveat to that is a conversation we had with Kirk about, are you coming back? That's a conversation he says for February, which is a nice way of saying my agent's going to say pound sand, you know, and they may just cut me because I'm going to try to, you know, test the open market. Or they do try to, or maybe he balls out and finds some warm and fuzzy. Remember, he moved here because the wife's family is here. He talked about that, Carl. So maybe that plays in. I don't know. But Kirk has never, and this is being honest, not being mean-spirited. We talked about this off the air with Kirk. He's famous for making a lot of money and his agent making the best move. So how that plays where it's mutually beneficial for us and the and for his camp, I don't know. Because $57 million, there's no way we can roll with that hit.
No,
right? There's no way we do that straight up, right?
No, and you've got to think about the future too. I mean, that's the hit for the next 2 years. He's got two more years left on this deal. You know, the idea
guaranteed was the $100 million,
yes. Right. But the idea was you're going to pay most of this, and they did. They've already paid it. I mean, that's what's crazy. Everybody complaining about the contract, it's pretty much been paid out. This is, you know, there's you get to a point in these NFL contracts where there's no guaranteed money left. So what Kirk is going to want to do is give me more guaranteed money on the back end if I'm going to stay.
Right.
That guarantees him X amount of dollars that he was not going to see, and then the Falcons can lower that cap hit. It is workable. It's just a matter of whether he wants to do it. And the only reason we're saying this is why we need to is because of the uncertainty of Michael Penix Jr.
And this was an argument that I had. Not a, it was a discussion earlier in the show because we were talking about this same topic. And I said, we just don't know what Penix Jr. is. And this texter said, we've only played 12 games. And I said, look, I've seen him look better last year. He looked better against the Commanders in that atmosphere in the second half. He looked better against Charlotte, or I should say against Carolina, the last game of last year. I think he's better, certainly, than J.J. McCarthy.
Yep.
But I would put every other quarterback in that draft over him, including Caleb Williams. I think that Bo Nix has shown you what he is. I think that a healthy – now, granted, Jaden Daniels couldn't play this year because he's injured, and he's got to figure out how to not get hurt. But Jaden Daniels nearly took the Commanders to the Super Bowl.
He did.
Jaden Daniels is better than Michael Penix Jr. Drake May is better, I'm sorry, than Michael Penix Jr. Now, we could argue that Josh McDaniels is a better OC, hands down, than Zach Robinson, which he is, but that's not Michael Penix's fault. We just don't know what he is. That's not an indictment. That's just a fact to me. I didn't say he sucks. I'm not saying he can't be better than those quarterbacks we just mentioned. But, Carl, he was good, bad, and ugly, literally. Michael Penix Jr. in 2025, good, bad, and ugly in my mind.
If you're telling me that he had his best games last year, that's a problem.
Well, we have 6 field goals against Minnesota.
Yep, correct.
I mean.
Correct. And the reason why I say it's a problem is because.
The Buffalo game was the best game for us. But that's also a game where the running game was on track.
Yeah, everything clicked.
That he was also, and remember, if you go back, and I'm just being real, he threw the ball into 2 Buffalo defenders' hands. It should have been
dropped. Yeah, those interceptions were dropped. I feel like it's only bad because I thought as the season moved along, we would see more improvement and there would be more of a, I use the word wow factor, where, you know, and again, you could say, okay, well, Dukes, he didn't have a deep threat, which he didn't. You could also say Pitts wasn't doing the things that we've seen him do over the last couple of weeks. Okay, that may be true. But I also feel like all of these young quarterbacks have had moments as you watch them in their development where you feel really good. What Mike is saying is I felt better after the 3 games last year than I did about – how many games did he play this year? Was it 9? I believe it was 9 or 8 games. Than I did than this year. That doesn't make sense. It should have been a building block process where we got to this season and you go, man – Game 1, okay, he was okay. Game 3, man, he was really good. Game 7, man, Penix is coming along. You see how he played last night. I don't feel that. I haven't felt that way. And, again, this is not me being sensitive about the situation as far as me not liking Michael Penix. I think the kid has a lot of upside. But, Mike, we've not seen enough of that. And that right. is my issue. And that's why I'm saying, like, if you're willing to tell me right now, we cannot have Kirk Cousins here, and I'm willing to roll the dice on whatever we're going to do in the offseason, you are asking for a losing situation.
Right.
You
That's
just
it.
Are.
I'm looking at Caleb Williams' game log. Some of these games he barely throws for 50%. In some games he's below 50% because he still makes some bad decisions that Ben Johnson's trying to correct.
He does. But
he's also not throwing the picks. That's the thing. He's 21-6. He's cut down on the turnovers.
Yes,
so he's
has.
Taking the sack or throwing it away.
Here's the other thing about the Bears, and this is the misnomer about what they do, but it also was the issue with the Lions last year, or at least what people perceived to be a Lions explosive offense. Guys, they run the ball. Go look at the overall numbers for the Bears. They're one of the leading rushing teams in the NFL. So what I'm telling you is Ben Johnson says, I'm going to take care of you, kid. We're going to run the ball, which is what we've been saying about Bijan and Tyler forever. We're going to run the ball, but we're also going to allow you to do those things that you do. And that's why the Bears, strong defense, run the football, and then Caleb, when you need to, I need you to make a few plays. He's done that. But he looks like a completely different quarterback
right.
to me than he was last year.
Well, they got the right guy for the job. But that's the thing with Michael Penix Jr., guys. Look at the completion percentage. And this is where I worry, Carl. In the game in Berlin, 42.9%. The
Not
loss
good
to
enough.
New England, 59%.
Nope.
The loss to San Fran, 55.3%.
Not good enough.
And again, now Pitts has to catch the ball in some of those, and Mooney too. But that's the problem. And the footwork on the play actually looked like you time it with a sundial in some of those games.
All right, man. Coming up, Turtles got a bridge show from 6 to 7. We've got Hawks basketball, Spurs in town tonight. Monday, guys, we are back. We're talking about all the things, college football, playoff, Falcons.
Hey, we're working next week other than Christmas.
We are.
Well, we'll be here because there's a lot of football to talk about,
no
right?
doubt, man. Even on the 26th, the day after Christmas, why wouldn't we? Because that's a big day. We will be back. So all week, man, we'll have you covered. But make sure you tune in and enjoy your weekend. All right, Big O, we got to get out of the way, man, and clear our throat. Guy just said, man, I hear y'all, but you didn't tell me if they win or not. Yes, we should win.
Yes, the game, but the game's not played on paper, Carl.
That's right.
It's played inside televisions, as Kenny Mayne said. But on paper, we're better than the Cardinals.
We're a three-point favorite, if you're wondering. All right,
on the road.
Yes, we should beat the Cardinals, if you're asking. All right, man.
We didn't bet it, though.
No.
We didn't touch it.
Big shout out to all of our guests that stopped by. All the interviews this week online at Odyssey.com. Check them out. Subscribe to Dukes and Bell to get all of our content, guys. That way that just pops up when we do stuff, and you will have it right there in your inbox. All right, man. Twin Peaks, thank you so much. All the folks out here. Tomorrow, by the way, I'm back hanging out, just chilling, watching games, and talking to you and interacting. And drinking, yes, because that's what we do. 3 to 5, I'll be here.
Meet this, Carl Dukes in person.
That's right, at this Twin Peaks.
Carl is making up for 6 weeks of vacation.
That's
he
not
will
true.
Be
that
here
is not
Saturday.
True. 3 to 5, I will be here tomorrow. So come on through, man. By the way, last thing. Who this Alabama game? Alabama loses tonight.
I'm taking Oklahoma, man.
Me too.
Venables, man. I know he needs to lay off that Joe Weider arm blaster, but that cat, he knows how to coach defense.
All right, man. We will see what happens this weekend. All right, Oren, great job. Day-Day is off today. We're back at you at Monday at 2 o'clock. Mike Mel, clear your throat.
Hey, man, Puka Nacua, $25,000 fine. I thought the NFL would hit him a little bit heavier, but he's on point. It's the greatest league. It's the most successful league in the world, but we have part-time officials, and they look like it. Did you see the when this was a wild play last night, completion for Seahawks last night, and all of a sudden Cooper Kupp, did you see the lady official? Yes! I mean, what is this? Is it? Are we going back to the 80s and Ron Luciano calling balls and strikes? No one's here to see the refs. Puka may be onto something. We need better refs, more professional refs, and the NFL, shame on you, because there have been too many bad calls. Ironic that they finally got it right against the Chiefs after 5 years of letting Kansas City get away with murder.
I don't know if you guys remember this or not, but Tyler Skaggs, he was a pitcher.
Oh, yeah.
For the Angels, who OD'd. The Angels have settled with his family instead of allowing a jury to come back with the verdict. There was a lot of evidence that people within that organization provided Tyler Skaggs with the drugs he used. I only say this to say these stories sometimes get lost because at the time it was such a big deal. They found him in his room, unconscious. They weren't sure. I remember talking with his manager at the time, and he said, you know, he was such a good kid. But the Angels settling, Mike,
yep,
with the family kind of tells you everything you need to know.
Yep.
All right, man. Have a good weekend, everybody. If you love the show,
you tell your friends.
If you don't,
you don't do shots, wuss.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.